Many of you are aware of the fact that Arivut, MHFA, and Tal are all sponsoring and presenting the big Israeli vendor fair. Come together and support artists and vendors from across Israel. This is happening beginning tomorrow and goes through the weekend of November the 19th. As we said, Stuart Katz, main coordinator of this entire fair idea, tour, whatever you want to call it. He's with us live via telephone. Stuart, on this very short notice, we greatly appreciate you joining us here at JM in the AM.
It's a pleasure to be on.
How did this come about? We know how important these Israeli vendor fairs are, especially when there's no tourism to Israel, especially when some vendors are desperate for some business in order to keep them and their families going. How did this come about?
It actually came about in 2002 was the first time we did it during the Intifada. And then we repeated it again in 2014. And about 2 weeks ago, a few vendors approached me and said, hey, let's do it again. So here we are, a couple weeks later, just put together. We have like 40 vendors coming in from all over Israel. A number from Sderot, Netivot, Opakim, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Hashmonaim, Hod HaSharon, Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv, because it's affecting everyone today. It's not limited like 2014 was limited to affecting businesses in the South. Today, it's the entire country.
Well, it is the entire country, but the first three or four towns and cities that you mentioned really have been on the front lines of this current war, to say the least. So now, will every fair, because we mentioned earlier the entire list, and believe you me, I'm going to go through the entire list again in this conversation, will every fair be nearly identical? I mean, you said 40 vendors. Are all these fairs going to be that large, and essentially someone who comes in from Israel is going to spend the entire week and a half with you guys?
So actually, that was our prerequisite to bringing in vendors, is they actually have to come in from Israel. They can't have their aunt or cousin or uncle selling for them in the States. They have to make the trip in from Israel, and they have to be willing to participate in the entire series.
So everyone,
it's not only selling, selling the goods, it's meeting people.
Yeah. Oh, I get it, and that's wonderful. And everyone, you know, talk about bridging the gap between Israel and the diaspora. This is a pretty natural, organic way of doing that. And the truth is then that every one of these fairs that we've announced is going to be quite robust. I mean, there's going to be not just hopefully a large crowd of customers, there'll be a tremendous selection among the vendors and those who are selling there.
Correct. A selection of art, of jewelry, of Judaica, some food, sporting goods, some clothing, a little bit of everything. So everyone should be able to find something from the low end, the budget items, to the high priced items.
Now, can I assume, and I know this is a sensitive topic when people coordinate things and all these venues are being used, but can I assume that 100% or close to 100% of the proceeds are going to head back to Israel for the families and communities of these vendors?
So it's actually 100% of the proceeds go to the vendors. We have some raffles taking place and we ask for donations, and that's strictly, that's also 100% to the vendors. It's basically, they come on their own expense, their shipping expense, customs, their flights, and we try to reimburse them with whatever donations come in. And the answer is yes, everything is a volunteer basis. The communities are donating the facility, donating volunteers. Obviously, Daniel and myself, Barry Boot, Mental Health First Aid, Health Tours are contributing in, you know, time and money.
And is that something that we can participate in advance? You say raffles. Is that something that people can do online, or those happen literally at each event that's going on?
It's happening at each event.
Meaning when people come and they, you know, walk in, so to speak, there'll be information about joining the raffle and supporting the cause, and that those proceeds, as you described, will help defray some of the expenses.
Yeah, there are some donations being raised for the families of the hostages, right, to try and supply them, not with necessarily monetary, but, you know, we want to buy gifts for Hanukkah. We want to continue to provide meals for Shabbat. A lot of people, you know, not that they necessarily need the financial support, but we want to try to help them out however possible.
Oh, I hear it. Stuart Katz is with us via telephone, everybody. He's the coordinator of the Israeli Vendor Fair. We'll go through the schedule in a moment. And by the way, just so people know in advance, although I can't imagine anybody would complain, you are asking for a small suggested entrance fee again, just to, you know, you get 1,000 people, just the entrance fee in itself could be a few grand for these families to help defray expenses. So again, I don't think anybody's going to object to it, but people just be realize in advance that there'll be a small $5 entrance fee for each one of these fairs.
And anyone that doesn't want to give it is still welcome to come and shop.
Right. And if you don't give it, then, you know, shop even more. It's the Israeli Vendor Fair entitled Shook to the Core. Come together and support artists and vendors from across Israel. Here is the schedule. Let me give out a phone number for those who want more information. And again, folks, just like the rally in Washington, just like any effort that we're promoting here for the last month, we are simply asking people to be as conscientious as possible to get to these events. It's as simple as that. Don't think of excuses not to go. Make the default that you're going to go to these events. And if, you know, unfortunately, in the end, you can't make it, you can't make it. But we need to have that attitude to make events like this a success. With that in mind, if you are in the New Jersey area, specifically Essex County, etc., tomorrow night at the Kushner campus on South Orange Avenue, 5 until 9 p.m., Israeli Vendor Fair. If you're in the Middlesex County area, Raritan, East Brunswick, New Brunswick, Edison, Highland Park. I think that's the one I forgot before, Highland Park. Congregation Or Torah this coming Saturday night from 7:30 until 10:30. Sunday, everyone in Bergen County and surrounding counties are invited to Frisch in Paramus, New Jersey, the Frisch Yeshiva campus from noon until 4 o'clock. Monday night is Lincoln Square Synagogue for the Upper West Side. Spread the word in that neighborhood between 5 and 9 p.m. Tuesday, if you're not in Washington, and as we said, you know, anybody of a certain age is certainly exempt from going down to Washington, but here's a great alternative. Temple Israel Center on Old Mamaroneck Road in White Plains will have the fair on Tuesday between 4 and 8 p.m. On Wednesday, our friends at the Kingsway Jewish Center, it's Brooklyn, folks, potential to have thousands of people there. Spread the word, Kingsway Jewish Center on Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn from 6 until 10 p.m. On Thursday, November the 16th, they're going to have a daytime fair and a nighttime fair during the fair again in Brooklyn at the Sephardic Community Center on Ocean Parkway from 9:30 in the morning until 1 p.m. and then Thursday night at the Mid-Island Y JCC in Plainview from 5 until 9 p.m. And the final weekend, Saturday night, Sunday, November the 18th and 19th, our friends at Hafter will be hosting on Frost Lane in Lawrence, New York, Saturday night beginning at 7:30 and then Sunday, the final fair, 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. Stuart, there is potential. And I know you've, Daniel wrote it in an email to me. There is potential to have thousands of people at each and every one of these events.
Right. We're hoping at least 1,000 at each one. That's the goal. And we think we can achieve that.
I hope so. I hope people come out and really participate. And, you know, there are people who sometimes are skeptical when it comes to these fairs, but you are bringing in people who literally are desperate for the funds, need the business. We'll give everyone an opportunity to interact with people who are from Sderot and from Ofakim and from Ashkelon, from other cities in Israel. It's a win-win, everybody. Please participate. Information, by the way, you could use this phone number, 516-636-1618. Again, that's 516-636-1618. Stuart, any other either info that you want to give out or any other contact information, or we've basically covered it?
I think you covered everything, and we appreciate it. Just people should spread the word and share it amongst their friends and come out. And if they don't feel like shopping, at least come and meet and give the moral support that they deserve.
100%. Kol hakavod to you, to Daniel, to everybody who's responsible for this. And Am Yisrael Chai, with great unity, we will be on to victory, please God.
B'yachan enatzeach. Yes.
B'yachan enatzeach is right. Can't wait to see that sign Tuesday morning, live and in person. What Stuart just said at the end is really vital. Everybody in your individual neighborhoods, you all have WhatsApp groups. Every shul's got a WhatsApp group. You know, tomorrow night at Kushner, all of Essex County, just spread the word. People will come. Believe you me, they'll come. As we said, New Brunswick, Highland Park area, Saturday night. Frisch on Sunday. I mean, come on. There's how many Jewish communities in the area of Bergen County? spread the word in every shul group and every WhatsApp group. Monday night, Lincoln Square Synagogue. Spread the group, spread the word among singles, among marrieds, among all the young people on the Upper West Side. Everybody will come. Anyway, and the list goes on and on. And let us, in fact, do everything we can to make these events a success. Again, the phone number, and I just realized that, yeah, anybody wants to see the full flyer, get the full information, have it sent to them, etc., with all the locations, dial this number, 516-636-1618, 516-636-1618. You wonder what you could do on this side of the world, right? Here's an opportunity to do something meaningful on this side of the world, and it doesn't require going to the front and confronting the enemy. Let's remember that as well. More coming up. It is a Wednesday morning broadcast here at JM in the AM.